The Gershman Y has occupied the building at Broad and Pine Streets in Philadelphia for 94 years, back when it was called the Young Men's Hebrew Association. Now, it's moving out of the building and changing its name. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that as the newly renamed Gershman Philadelphia Jewish Film Festival, it will focus solely on movies.
The change is immediate. Before today, the Gershman Y had offered many cultural opportunities, including visual arts, music, lunchtime history lectures, klezmer dance lessons, and the popular Latke Palooza, a Hanukkah latke bake-off contest. Board Chair Jacob Cohen says the most popular offering has been the annual Jewish Film Festival.
In our opinion, we were doing really wonderful programming and other visual arts and some music events. We felt that the film programming was unique in what we were doing and that we presented that in a higher level. There was a ton of supporters and a lot of people came to see the films.
The Gershman Y is going to double down on its film programming by cutting away all other cultural offerings and rebranding itself as the Gershman Philadelphia Jewish Film Festival with year-round screenings of international films. There are a lot of other Jewish organizations in the city with a range of cultural offerings, and Cohen says the longevity of the Gershman depends on focusing its resources more narrowly.
Our goal is to sustain the organization long-term and really to be able to serve the community and the city of Philadelphia forever. This is the best way to continue to have a long life and continue to serve the Jewish community of Philadelphia.
Cohen says the organization has not yet found its new home. The Young Men's Hebrew Association building at Broad and Pine has been owned by the University of the Arts since 2000, and the Gershman's lease is up. Cohen does not yet know if the new home, wherever it is, will have space for public events or just office space for coordinating film screenings. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.